I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
DC adds two more compact comics. Angoulême canceled. Garth Ennis Punisher Fury stories collected. This is Comic Book Club news for December 2nd, 2025. DC has announced they're adding two more compact comics to the popular line for 2026. Per ICV2, joining previously announced titles will be Batman The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller, hitting stores on April 7, and Nightwing Leaping Into the Light by Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo on March 3rd. While the former will naturally collect all four issues of the classic The Dark Knight Returns, which is also getting facsimile edition reprints in 2026, the latter will collect two volumes of Taylor and Redondo's run on Nightwing, running from issue 78 to issue number 88. Those were previously collected in the trades Leaping Into the Light and Get Grayson. The duo's run on Nightwing lasted until issue 118, and thus far, the compact comics have been one and done versus offering complete runs of books. So if you snag the compact comics volume next year, you're gonna want to find the rest elsewhere. In a quick follow-up to yesterday's story, the Angoulême Comics Festival in France has officially been canceled. For The Beat, the news was announced via lawyers for Frank Bondeau, founder of 9E Art Plus, who rather shockingly put the blame not on himself or his company, but everyone else. Said Bondeau via translated statement, quote, "The responsibility lies with the public funders who have ceaselessly interfered in the private management of this event." In addition, Bondeau is pushing to have 9E Art Plus back as producer of the 2027 event, if that does indeed happen. The short version of what happened here, if you're not in the loop, is that after an expose of shady business practices, including an employee fired by the company, soon after reporting she was sexually assaulted at the comics festival, a mass creator boycott ensued and public funds were pulled. Given the issue with continuing Angoulême seems to be squarely on the inclusion of 9E Art Plus, it seems unlikely the festival will continue at all as long as they continue to be involved. Though hey, it's France, so who knows? We'll have more on this as it develops. While omnibuses are usually reserved for extended story arcs, here's a different take. Marvel will release an omnibus collecting Garth Ennis's many stories of The Punisher and Nick Fury. Per ICV2, the appropriately titled Punisher and Fury Max by Garth Ennis omnibus will run 712 pages and collect Punisher the Platoon 1-6, Fury Max 1-13, Punisher Soviet 1-6, and the recently released Get Fury 1-6. It will include art by Jason Burroughs and Goran Parlov, with the main cover by Dave Johnson, and set you back $100. The omnibus hits stores on July 7, 2026. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. More like Angoulême, am I right? I am not. This is actually pretty serious. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.